Otis Pitts was in charge of arranging for the tree to come down. He's Lenore Ryan's director of facilities management. He got a quote for the job from tree service professional Joey Rowe.
In the course of the conversation, I asked him, you know, we're thinking about carving a bear on a tree. You know anybody that does this? And Joey sort of grinned. He said, yep, you're looking at the man that can do it.
If you're not familiar with Lenore Ryan, they are the Bears. And now, the old oak tree has been carved into the biggest bear on campus. It stands 13 feet high, roaring with all its teeth showing. And there's no doubt what type of bear this is.
It's a grizzly bear.
A grizzly bear.
Yeah, it's not a black bear. It's not a polar bear. It's a grizzly bear.
The finishing touches are being put on the carving. The tree's base is being shaped into boulders. It took 8 days to get this far. The carvers had to start with the bear's head, says Joey Rowe.
On a tree this big, proportion is a big factor. And to get the head just right, it shapes for the whole rest of the sculpture. So once you get your head proportioned in the way you want it, which took about a day and a half on this piece, and then the rest of it sort of flows.
A propane torch gets the right coloring. This grizzly bear is black with a brown snout. As the torch blows, a few people in a truck stop to take some pictures. There's been a lot of that happening. Pitt says the response has been
fantastic. We had no idea that this would create such a stir, but I think everybody loves it. It's just so unique. Reception on it just been fantastic.
For WFAE News, I'm Kevin Granados in Hickory.